And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is a little under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow with us here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. We're broadcasting live right here next to Fisherman's Landing. What a great guest we have today. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. We're going to be talking about this great place that we're going to be going to soon. Then you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa, as I said, is out. He's a little...
Here's John Ireland.
Oh.
Uh-oh. What? Here he is.
Dave, are we on? Okay, good. All right. That was John. Wait a minute.
That was me.
That was John Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was me.
All right. Very good.
Never heard him before.
John. Yeah. Great to have you. As I said, Ricky's feeling a little under the weather today. We'll hopefully have him back tomorrow. And just got noticed, so we couldn't drag Corey in here at the last minute. But good to have John Ireland in the studio. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Nice
to be
here.
It was almost like a double, like, there's John Ireland. That was Bill Corkery saying John Ireland.
Bill Corkery. That's Bill Corkery.
Yeah, Bill Corkery. He's amazing. Yeah, Bill Corkery production produced the epic Rancho Leonero spots that everybody loves, right?
He's a cut and paster guy.
Yeah.
He really puts them together.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's a master. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
And you're a master at running a fishing resort in Baja, so...
For many years.
Yeah. How many years? We were talking
We were talking about it. The hotel opened in 84.
84.
Yeah. Yeah, with six rooms, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we just built as we went. You know, when I had the money, we'd add rooms here and there, and now we're up to 34 rooms. 34 rooms. Yeah, we're actually the smallest hotel
in
the East
Cape.
Yeah.
Such a great spot. I love it.
It.
I can't wait. So you said last week, a big surprise to all of us, that we're having the Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament on June the 5th.
It sure looks like it. It sure does.
It looks pretty good, huh?
What they've done is they've closed everything down in Mexico, and pretty draconian down there. They're really hardcore. And
like, explain the situation.
Everything is on the East Cape. I have to say there has not been one case of COVID-19. That hasn't happened, and there are a few in La Paz and in Cabo, but as a consequence, you know, they're real superstitious, the Mexicans, and they were slow getting off the ball when the thing started, mm-hmm. but now they really, really closed everything up. For example, Los Barriles and La Rivera, Santiago, all the little pueblos around the ranch, they have roadblocks up, and they won't let, if you're not from the town, they won't let you in.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely, or out for that matter. Yeah. And they're really, really being draconian. For example, only one person per car. in a car. If you're out on the road, only one person in the vehicle. And if you go
this
into
is
town,
in the local Pueblos?
Yeah,
or
this, well, no, this is in the state.
In the state of Bowser.
Right, exactly. Wow. Yeah, so they're being really, really strict. And it's going to work for them. Everything's held down. There aren't that many cases in La Paz or Cabo.
Yeah. Don't give our governor any ideas. Okay?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He doesn't need any more ideas.
No, he doesn't. Everybody's getting tired of staying at home. That's for sure. Yeah. Myself included.
Yeah.
For sure.
But anyway, the bottom line is here we are May 2nd. By May 30th, they're going to open the country.
Exactly.
Say, right?
Yeah. May 30th is they just put out last week. They extended it. It was actually out to the 1st of May, and now they extended it till the 30th. And I'm pretty confident that that'll be the end of it. I've been watching the airlines and all that because the airlines are a real good indicator of what's really going to happen. And they're all starting to fly June 1st.
June 1st.
Yeah. All of them. Alaska, so. Southwest, American, United. And I checked San Diego, L.A., San Francisco, all have direct flights, and then Portland and Seattle have the normal connections through L.A. or San Diego. So everybody's starting to fly then. So
nice.
I think everybody's keying on it. Yeah, we're ready to get back.
I'll bet you're ready,
Oh, boy.
I'm sure your employees are very ready to start mixing some margaritas up.
Yeah, for sure. Famous one. I'm ready to drink a few of them.
Yeah, you and me both.
It's interesting, though. You know, that has no fishing pressure. There's hardly anybody out. It's just the locals on Pongas, subsistence fishing. And there's just so much bait in the bay now.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of squid in there. We haven't had squid for a couple of years, and there's loads of squid inside.
That big giant squid?
No, these are the good size.
Oh, really?
Tootsie rolls,
squid,
Tootsie
huh?
roll size, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, they're about 6 inches.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually better for us.
Yeah.
A better bait. And there's tuna crab out there. The guys that are going out are Lucky Joe and Nice Spanish Max. And then they're dropping down to the bottom with the mackerel and picking up big yellowtail.
Wow.
Yeah, 30, 40-pound yellowtail.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's interesting, they're biting at night. The guys are going out 2 or 3 hours before sunrise and just smacking
them. Huh?
Yeah, they really are doing
That's
well.
That's so cool.
And striped marlin as well, too. The big problem now is the locals are going out there and boating 2 or 3 and taking them in it.
Yeah.
And you really can't say anything. These are different
But they're
times.
Not...
They're feeding their
family,
the village.
Yeah, and that's not going to impact the resources.
No. There's so... No. You know, in April, normally April and May are our best month for stripers, and there are loads and loads of them around right now. So, anyway, we get back on the water as soon as possible.
Yeah, we have to get back on the water real soon.
So when we do open up, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It will be good, for sure.
No doubt. So... Plan is to open June 1st.
And then our tournament's the 5th.
So what if people have reservations in July and August? Everything, it's business as usual.
Yeah, it's going to be business as usual for us, for sure. And you have to take in consideration the ranch is more remote than the other hotels. So
it's small
and it's spread out as well.
Yeah.
All the rooms and everything. So it's almost natural distancing, And because there's only one entrance in and out, and we are so far from the towns and all that, we don't have many people coming in from the outside. So you don't get a whole lot of exposure. So it's really as safe a spot as you're going to be.
Yeah.
Especially considering there's honestly no cases.
Yeah.
None of the virus on our side so far.
Yeah, that's awesome. So with no fishing pressure, you've been down there since 1979.
Yeah, well, the hotel's been open since 84. But
84.
Down there in 79.
So it's going to be kind of like what it was back then
It will, yeah.
I mean, what was it like back then?
Well, the fishing was obviously better. You could go out on the reef in front and big parrot fish with the big hump heads. 40, 50-pound parrot fish. And it was different. It was better then. And it doesn't take long for Mother Nature to kick back in.
Oh, for sure.
And revitalize the fishery. So I'm really anxious to see. In particular, I'm anxious to get back out and dive the reef.
Yeah.
And that'll see be a real good on. Indicator, yeah.
Well, what you're saying about all that available bait, squid, red crab, all the mackerel and stuff, that's bringing the fish in. And, of course, it's been called the Great Fish Trap, that whole Palmas Bay, right?
Yeah, it's unique. That whole area is unique because there's such an algae bloom, microplankton bloom right in there. It's where the Pacific mixes into the Sea of Cortez there.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, it is a fish trap. But the visibility, you know, you go to the Caribbean or somewhere, and the visibility when you're diving is going to be much better. It's the visibility is less in where we are, but that's because there's so much microplankton. There's such a cycle. Yeah.
You can get some green water, but the green water can have some fish.
No, yeah. In fact, you're going to have a few more because everything's feeding. You know, it's the whole food chain, and that's why the area is unique. And Pomo, and you know, you've been on Pomo before. Really special spot.
Oh yeah, but even way back when, I mean, you and I were diving Cabo Pulmo 20 years ago, before it was even a park.
Right.
And even back then, it was just an amazing place.
It's always been amazing. It's always been amazing. It's gotten better now that it is a park.
Yeah. So that's an option for people that visit Rancho Leonero is to go dive.
Oh yeah.
Probably
for sure.
One of the great dive sites of the world, and that's Cabo Pulmo, right?
You know it. It really is. Yeah. And if you want to see fish, that's the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so full.
And it's become so popular that you need a reservation now,
it's
right?
It's crazy how much it's changed.
Yeah, heavily regulated by the government now.
Exactly.
And which is great. And the limited entry. And
it's a little overregulated.
It's you know, but there's a lot of pressure, though.
It's frustrating for me. And old Bob Van Warmer and myself actually started the park. It was a state park originally, and for about 2 years, and then the feds took it over and doubled the size of the park. But the regulations are you actually have to make a reservation on a particular spot and a particular time if you're going to go in Cantile or Bajo or anything. There's a number of different spots on the reef that you dive. And you actually have a reserve time, and you have to, you know, you have an hour or something to be on that particular spot at that particular time.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, and also the boats now, you have to have a registered park boat out of one of the dive shops down there. So you can't roll down there in your own boat.
Yeah.
They don't want, and that makes sense, because they don't want people dropping anchors on the reef and tearing the reef up, which is a common problem in the early days, you know, before it was a park.
Well, last year... we went diving with a beautiful lady named Pili, who owns Cabo Pulmo Divers. She and her husband own Cabo Pulmo Divers. And what a great experience. And they have it down.
Job. Oh, they do a good job.
They have it down.
And they should. They
good
know that.
Good boats, good crew. I mean, she was our guide, and they know the park really well. And it's just...
It's easy diving, too.
It's easy
It's a wonderful dive. Normally, there's a current in there. You know, the max depth's about 50 feet throughout the reef area. There's a couple deeper spots. But they're drift dives, you know, so they drop you off at one end of the reef, you know, upstream, and then you dive in, and then you just don't even have to hardly kick, you know, and you just take the current and wander around the reef and the peaks and look at the fish. And then at the end of the dive, 50 an hour later, you know, because you get, you know, you have an 80 with 3,000 pounds of air in it. And so you get a good hour bottom time, especially when you're not exercising like that and you're not real deep. And
after seeing all these big fish, the next day you can't wait to go out and catch one.
No, there's no. Yeah. You look in there and you wonder why you're not catching the fish every minute, because there's so many fish in there, you know, especially those groupers but huge schools of Jack Crevel, millions of Jack Crevel.
But there's good fishing. I mean, like people that enjoy bottom fishing, amberjack, grouper, pargo and stuff. Every year at our Rancho Leonero tournament, you know, especially like Pam and Phil Benson, they go out there with their favorite guide.
Yeah.
And they go out and just have great pargo fishing and stuff like that.
And there's a lot of people that do. And that's really what makes our area unique, and it kind of stand out from, say, Cabo San Lucas, because Cabo, you're down by the arches and all that. It's deep all around there. And if you do get up against the shore in shallow spots, you got the waves to deal with. Over on our end, you know, it is calmer. It's like a lake. And it is shallower. You got a lot more spots to fish the bottom. And it's really good bottom fishing. You know, Bart Hall, for example, you know, he's always on the bottom fishing. And he's into a variety, you know, different species, and there's so many different species there. It's crazy.
Well, you look at this month's Bill Varney CCA calendar, and the front page is a big rooster fish from the East Cape, right?
Yeah.
This is the time when you get giant gallos, right?
Yeah, Gary,
rooster fish.
Exactly. Gary Barnes-Webb is catching them off the beach.
Yeah.
He's wandering up and down. He catches them in front of his house.
They consider it to be the best place in the world to catch big roosters, right?
I don't know, for size and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, we've been to Panama and other places, and they catch a 10, 15-pounder, and they're thrilled, you know. And for us, that's a peanut.
Yeah. You know, you get 70, 60, 70, 80-pounders.
Common.
Common.
And, you know, literally every day they're releasing 60, 70-pounders, and then with some really 90, 100-pounders thrown in.
Potential,
you know?
Yeah.
That's some amazing. Real big fish. That is, and it's
that,
unique
and,
fish.
And that's the thing about the East Cape is that the variety of fishing, the variety. You know, it's like, well, what do I want to do today, right? Do I want to go roosterfish fishing? Or I want to go marlin fishing? Or I want to go tuna fishing? Do I want to go pargo fishing?
Well, everything is so close that you can mix it up.
Wahoo
and
fishing.
Do a couple things. You know, you'll stay outside and look around for the tuna or go out for the marlin.
Yeah.
And then later on in the day, you got good bait. Then you roll inside, and the rooster fish are in real shallow water along the coast. And you do that in the day. So you can actually mix it up. But there are so many different species in different spots that, you can pick and choose. And it really makes it unique. Every once in a while, they'll pull a fish out, and they'll bring a fish to the cleaning table that I have no idea what
the heck is that?
Some really bizarre
fish. Some really exotic. Well, that's cool. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We have a lot to talk about with John Island from Rancho Leonero. We're going to have some special guests later in the show, too. That's going to be really, really fun. And if you want to join us, Dave is standing by. Now, Dave, keep in mind that Dave is not only running the engineering on the board there at the fan studio, but he's also answering the phone. So be patient when you call with Dave, and he's doing a great job there. It's call-in number is 833-288-0973. That's 833-288-0973. They're actually a line open right now, so if we want to get through, this is going to be a busy day. There is your chance, because we are giving away a great combination prize here. One lucky caller today is going to win an Anza fillet knife. This is the bluefin. This is an amazing knife. It's a 8-inch long handmade fillet knife worth $175 from our great friends at Anza Knives. And in addition to that, you're going to get a $50 gift certificate to go see the guys over at Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And Point Loma Seafoods is bringing back their sushi now, which is great news. Coming up real soon, I believe the beginning of next week, they'll have sushi back on the table. But right now, from 11 to 6 every day, they are open for takeout food as well as an array of fresh fish. We had some fresh Washington king salmon last week from Point Loma Seafoods. Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable. Fresh as it could be from Point Loma Seafoods. $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods. In addition to that, Anza fillet knife. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. A lot more to talk about here with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Hey, we talk about the app. You know, the app is amazing. Our Let's Talk Hookup app, you can download it for free at the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store. Either way, it's free, and you can do everything on it. You can listen live. You can call the show. You can access all our social media. And also, one of the most important things, of course, you can listen to archives. So, Adam Clark, who does a great job managing our app, he posts those archives as soon as possible after the show. So we have months and months of previous shows. So you want to revisit shows, you want to hear classic shows back in the days of Marty Milner and such, it's all on our Let's Talk Hookup app. Be sure to download that today and listen to Let's Talk Hookup right on the app anywhere you go. Well, John, the phones are packed. They want to talk about Rancho Lanero on you. So let's go ahead and start it off with Dave and Anza. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Say, John, before my fishing question, my important question for you is, how are the grandkids doing?
Thanks, Dave. Grandkids are doing great. They're antsy, you know. They're in the house, and it's been about 6 or 7 weeks now. They haven't been out, and my daughter's keeping them close. But they're doing great. They're getting big, you know. They're 3 and 5 now. And, John,
and boys.
Yeah, they're the light of my life, for sure. Thanks for asking, Dave.
Yeah, great to hear. I know us grandpas like bragging about them. So, a fishing question for you. You know, my first trip to Rancho Leonero was actually the first Let's Talk Hookup trip back in 1995. It's hard to believe that's been 25 years ago now, but such great memories through the years down there. It's been a real special spot. And I'll tell any guy out there, if you want a return trip to Rancho Leonero, take your wife with you. She is the one that's going to want to go back down there again, so... that'll get you a return trip. So, yeah, and my probably favorite trophy fishes that I've caught down there have been the big Dorado. I caught one that weighed 62 pounds, a 51-pounder, and
big bull.
Such a
big
special
bull.
Fish to me down there. But I've read reports that the Mexican government is thinking about classifying Dorado as a commercial catch instead of a sport catch. I know you've done so much about conservation down there. How do you see that issue shaking out?
We're on top of it, and as far as I know now, it looks like it's not going to go, and they're not going to do it. Everything's been kind of put on hold because of the current situation with the COVID and all that, but prior to March, I think we have it under control. No guarantees, but, you know, I can't believe that they consider doing it. It's a benefit very few people. And a lot of people it hurts.
Because right now it's not allowed to be commercially taken, right?
No, they're not supposed to. And, you know, it's interesting because the market is here in the United States.
Yeah.
So it is happening. And they're shipping it across into the United States. And it's a funny deal. It's Mexico. And where it is illegal, it still goes on, you know, to a certain degree. And the problem with that fish is the way they fish them is they go out on a ponga, and they'll bait the fish up, and you get a school of fish underneath the boat, and you leave a couple in the water, like everybody that's fished them knows how to do. But you have to keep, these guys keep every fish. If they're 4 inches long, they'll keep it. As soon as you release one fish, then the whole school goes away. So they're taking literally every fish when they get on top of these guys. You know, they're chunk fishing them. And, it's not good for the fishery, for sure. This last couple years, there's been a lot more Dorado. Than there has been. You remember in the old
ones.
I remember I used to refer
like
to...
Like vermin.
Vermin. And I'll never do that again. I promise. But there used to be just so many Dorado around that you're just guaranteed to catch them. And sometimes
they
got in the way.
Well, they grow so quickly.
Yeah, they're good growers and great to eat. You know,
And great fighters and jump and aerial. Yeah, they're fantastic. Well, Dave, thanks for getting us started here. Dave, thanks a lot for the call. You're going to have to get down there to Rancho Leonero real soon.
See you soon.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering about the fish processing. What do you do after you catch the fish?
Well,
good question.
Good question. Yeah, at the ranch, we're the only hotel down on the East Cape now where you can use our freezer. We'll clean the fish for you for free. Tip to the beach guy that cleans them for you, and then we freeze them up. We also use East Cape the smokehouse. That's an option.
Chris over there does a great job.
Chris Moyer does a great job. They either smoke or vacuum pack your fish. We don't vacuum pack.
But if you bring Ziploc bags down, they'll, you know, with a small tip, they'll fillet them out.
Exactly. And we have Ziploc bags down there as well.
And we'll freeze them for you.
And we've got a real good sub-zero freezer, so we freeze them up real hard and good. And I'd say it's about 50-50. Some of the guests use the smokehouse and a lot use ours
local.
Because it's
I love using Chris at the East Cape Smokehouse because not only for the great smoked fish that he does, but also the vacuum packing and freezing that he does, the trimming, the fine trimming, the table ready product that you bring back. I mean, it costs you more, and they'll deliver it to the ranch. They'll pick it up and deliver it to the ranch.
Exactly.
They do a really great job.
They're there every afternoon picking up fish. And then they deliver, you know. Even if people are leaving early in the morning, they're over and they're delivering. They do a real, real good job.
Yeah.
Like I say, we give people the option.
Yeah.
We're
50-50 either way.
I try to keep it traditional, keep it as old-style as I can. You know, we're also the only hotel down there now that meals are included.
Yes.
Everybody else, they're a la carte. They're on the side,
and
you know.
Phenomenal meals, too.
Yeah, good food.
Yeah.
I eat in there every meal myself, so I'm the big critic.
Yeah.
And the food is really good.
Yeah, I love that mesquite barbecue outside.
Yeah,
a lot of your meals start right there, right?
We just remodeled that. It's a whole new barbecue.
Really?
Yeah, it looks great. It really does.
Wow,
yeah. Same spot and everything.
Yeah.
But we also redid the kitchen this year, a whole new kitchen.
Really?
About every 5 years. Yeah. We go through everything and redo it.
Nice.
But it's the same. We didn't change anything.
Yeah.
Just made it better.
Yeah. Always good. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Doug.
833-288-0973 just opened up. You want to have a chance to talk to John Ireland, win that Anza filet knife and the $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafood, the freshest thing in town. There is your shot. Let's talk to Dan in El Cajon. Dan, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's been great listening to you guys throughout this crazy time.
Yes,
I love the app.
So
what I'm listening to right now. I would have been coming down there this coming up week. And so we switched it to July. So my question is, should we bring coolers or is there another way to bring the fish back?
We have coolers down there. they're the same coolers that you get in Alaska, any of the lodges there. They're cardboard and they're foam packed. They're insulated, and we have those for you. So you really don't have to.
You
bring
just
in
purchase them.
We purchase them. I forget. I should know how much they are, but they're not much.
I know Chris at the East Cape Smokehouse has that option too.
Yeah.
But if you want to bring your own cooler down.
Yeah.
You're welcome too, right?
You just have
to make sure
idea.
That you don't pack it with more than 50 pounds.
Yeah, and they're not splitting hairs. They're pretty good about it, but you have to be careful. Normally on the normal regular cooler, it's hard to get more than 50 pounds in one of them.
Yeah,
and of course you can't put ice in them.
No,
you know it's got to be dry or they leak.
But, But you don't need to put ice if the fish is frozen in your deep freezer.
No, they'll stay for a full day. If you seal it and close it, and if there's any dead space, open space, then you put newspaper or whatever in to cover it, and then it'll last for a good day. Anywhere you go, literally, it'll stay hard.
Well, one thing about coming down in July, Dan, is the fishing is going to be time.
Especially
it's going to be weather's
going
to be hotter, but the fishing is going to be
hot. It's not obscenely hot, and the fishing in July is going, especially this year, is going to be excellent.
Yeah.
Almost guaranteed.
Almost guaranteed.
Almost. I'm going to be careful.
Never a guarantee in fishing.
It's fishing.
Right?
It's fishing.
Yeah.
It's fishing.
But it'll be fun. But anyway, Dan, thanks a lot for the phone call this
morning.
Thank
you, Dan.
Appreciate
See you in July, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I'll bet you can't wait to get down there, John.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm down there already mentally.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Sure.
Yeah. It's going to be a long month waiting to get ready to get down there, right?
Yeah, it's been a long month and a half, 2 months already.
Yeah,
you know?
for sure.
I'm patient. I can wait.
To me, I can't wait to go down, too, because just the relaxation, the fishing, the atmosphere, the whole thing just appeals to me right now. I can't even tell you.
Well, and it's going to be our first big group of the year, you know, the tournament, the Let's Talk Hookup group. So coming out on the 5th of June, that'll be our first big group. And I'm really looking forward to it. We'll have some fun, for sure.
Yeah, we sure will. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Hills in Ventura, you're next up. Hills, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, John. Good morning,
Hills.
Hey, I wanted to ask John to delve into some history on Rancho Leonero. Over the years of the radio show, I've been able to sort of, you know, live vicariously a little bit there. And I remember a couple of snippets were that hearing about Bob Van Warmer that you got Pulmo started with, that he was out there working his butt off building things and, like, drilling wells and stuff like that, which, man, that's not easy.
Well, Bob is an interesting man, a very good friend, and I can honestly say I probably wouldn't be down there or have Rancho Leonero if it hadn't been for Bob helping me out. He's a real gentleman and a good man, and he wasn't just helping me, but pretty much every gringo in the area. I'd go over there for breakfast real regularly, and there'd be a line of local gringos asking Bob for help here and there. You know, Bob has been down there a long, long time, and in the Ruiz family and all that, which is the premier family really down in our area. So he was in a position to help. Also, he had real interest in, like, nothing was better for him than a sewage treatment plant. That was just excellent for him. And he'd love to build them. That kind of digging wells, putting in water systems. For example, the Lighthouse Estates, when they first started, the owners of that were at breakfast with Bob literally every morning. And he helped them, ran water in for them. He's just a really, really good man. He and I, and basically it was really Bob Moore, he kind of drugged me along on the deal, started the park as a state park. And even his kids, Chucky and Bobby and Eddie, weren't aware that he had done that, but that's the truth. He was just a good man and very civic-minded and really
into his 80s
guy.
Was working in the fields, digging trenches and, you know, the guy was, and telling stories, he's just an amazing
I don't know what I can say, but his favorite phase was, he says, they don't know until they pick shit with the chickens. he's down in earth, and he came down there, really the first American that went down there, really went local and married locally, but a great man, really a really good man.
We miss him for
and a big help, and yeah, I miss him every day.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's find out what's going on down in the Baja. The Castman has our report today, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Our good buddy Steve Bernard's back in full swing there. We're your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Dana Landing is open for fuel, takeout foods, spices and rubs, fishing tackle, fishing clothing, sun masks. They have a lot of sun masks. That's now a requirement in San Diego, so you better get one. See Dana Landing. They're right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more information. Buenos dias, Catsman.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro. And, of course, my good amigo, John Ireland.
Good morning, Richard. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Hey, Pete, you know, after last week's show, you know, you're talking, you mentioned about me talking about doom and gloom and, you know, I should report some happy stuff. And I went, Jesus, what can make me happy? You know, I'm locked in the house. But then I go, I'm really not. God, I'm doing yard work. I'm planting, you know, washing the truck. I'm just having a great time staying at home now. I'm really enjoying it, Pete. I, you know, I'm just want for you to bring that out. You know, there is some happy stuff to be done.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I miss fishing.
Yeah, I think that's it. And especially going down to Mexico, right, in Baja.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, we'd be leaving for the Wahoo Rumble tomorrow. And can you imagine those fish haven't been fish for a month, let alone they're going to be not fish for another month? And with the bait that's around there, can you imagine what the fishing's going to be like?
There's so much bait.
Richard,
there's so much bait in the bay. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I heard the same.
Yeah, it's washing up on the beach, which is unheard of. The squid
I heard the same thing. Yeah, I heard the same thing down in San Jose del Cabo. The same thing down there. They've got just tons of sardinas are in, and it's just, you know, the marinas are, like you said, nobody's fishing, but we're going to be happy, Pete. We're going to be happy.
Yes, indeed. Because we're going to be fishing, Castman, we're going to be fishing soon.
We're going to benefit from this layoff, too. Yeah. The fishing is going to be good this year. Yeah, no doubt about
it. Yeah, no, exactly. But, you know, the thing is people are making reservations, which is a good thing because they're dying to get out. And so we've been getting calls this week for reservations, East Cape. San Jose del Cabo picked up a couple more for the El Salto trip. And by the way, talking about El Salto, I had a chance to talk with Billy Chapman Sr. this week. He called, and I talked with him and his son Jorge. And he's actually dying at the bit to get out. He wants to go to San Diego. He wants to go down to Los Mochis, but he's just biting at the bit, and because he can't go anywhere, you know. And at his age, it's kind of a hazardous thing for him to step out of the house, but it's really a treat talking with him and his son Jorge. But you know, we've got, like I said, I've got about two spots left on that El Salto trip.
I can't wait. That's going to be fun. So it's going to be you, Corey Sandin, myself, and everybody and the rest of the group's going to be really having some serious fun. But the big question is,
we got a group.
Don't forget, I get to fish with Corey.
Oh, wait a minute. This is negotiable, Pete. This is negotiable.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. He runs the trip, so Cass runs the trip, yeah. But anyway, no,
hey,
we're going to have fun.
Yeah, what, I was going to mention, John was mentioning about, you know, the fish boxes, and the guy wanted talking about bringing his ice chest down to the East Coast.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the Costco bags, the ones they charge $7 for, they're insulated and they're big, and you can put about 40 to 45 pounds of fish in them, and you don't even have to, you know, take an ice chest. You just either use that as a carry-on bag or put it in your bag, in your check-in bag, and you got a bag to bring back fish. And like John said, you don't put any ice in the bag, and the fish has got to be frozen. So a lot of times they'll catch fish the day before and don't quite get frozen. Make sure that gets down at the bottom because they start checking. And if you've got fish that's not frozen, they won't let you take it on the plane. So, but those Costco bags work great. I use them all the time, and it's fantastic. You know, I mean, sure, there's those other bags you can spend $200 on, but you don't need them. These keep your fish on a day trip like that, flying from Cabo. Actually, I brought fish back from Panama. And, you know, that's a good six-hour flight plus getting to the airport and coming home. So, you know, and there's
that's
no frozen
a full
when
day.
You get home.
Yeah,
yeah,
wow,
they work,
that's
really
fantastic.
Good. That's my tip for the week.
Cass's tip of the week right
there.
All
right,
Cass,
I'm going to go look for one,
well,
Cass.
Time to start booking trips, and airfares are excellent right now.
Yeah, airfares are really, really cheap right now.
Hey, now, speaking of airfare, Cass, I have some information for those of our people that were on Calafia Airlines on our Loretta Rumble trip tomorrow. They canceled both flights on Calafia Airlines, both the outbound tomorrow and then the inbound coming back on Thursday. So you can change that flight now and put it on hold for 3 months. And depending on when you bought that ticket, from 1 year the when you bought that ticket, you can use that ticket again, but you have to rebook it within 3 months. So that would be like August 1st or August 2nd or something like that at this point. So, but call before noon today if you haven't already to go ahead and put that ticket on hold, and they'll put that ticket for no extra charge on hold for you. It's at Calafia Airlines. So that was, but we had to wait till they canceled the flight, which they didn't do till yesterday. So that's just part of the deal.
You've got to cancel it within no later than 12 hours before the flight.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
So I've been telling the guys.
Well, if somebody wants to book a trip, Cass, man, it's time. Time to get back out on the water and book your trips down to Baja, mainland Mexico, and et cetera. How do we get a hold of Cass Tours?
Yep, there's a lot of fish to be caught down there. And 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And I'll be happy. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Attaboy. All right.
All right.
Thanks,
buddy.
Cass, man. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week. All right. When we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, get more information, talk more East Cape, talk more John Island. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And I got to tell you, it's yellowtail time. People are back on the water. And I know in San Diego, people catching yellowtail at the Coronado Islands now on the surface iron and the yo-yo iron. And, boy, what better reel can you get than the Shimano Trinidad or Torium Star Drag Reel for casting a surface iron, for casting a bait, for casting anything. Nothing beats a Star Drag Reel, and nothing beats the power and dependability and castability of a Shimano Trinidad. Well, Shimano Trinidad, you want something a little more budget-minded? The Torium HG. What a great, great reel that is. Another Star Drag Reel along the same lines as a Trinidad, but like half the price, but still fantastic performance, I'll tell you what. And then you match that with a great Shimano rod, you have a great setup. Super lightweight, put Power Pro line on there, you are set. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Hey, John Ireland from Rancho Leoneros here. We're giving away a phenomenal prize, an Anza fillet knife, the Bluefin. This is an awesome knife, $175 knife, a custom handmade Anza knife, along with a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods, the freshest thing in town. You want to get through. It's been a busy morning. All the lines are full right now, but keep on trying. 833-288-0973. Jackurit is on the line. Jack Nielsen, or should we call him Rancho Leonero Jack?
Jackurit.
Room 38.
No.
His room is ready and waiting, Jack. Your room is there for you.
That's not the room number. But don't you advertise that room, because I've been telling people about that room, and now I can't get in there anymore.
See what happens?
Hey, yeah, that's okay, Jack. We'll find another room for you. Just kidding. That's your room.
That's Jack's room.
Go ahead.
Jack always gets preference, right?
Absolutely.
I should be there right now with you, John.
We should both be there.
May 1 was my arrival date, and my wife, Linda, that's her birthday. And that was the one thing she'd give me a pass on. Oh, you're going to Rancho? Okay, I understand. I guess it'll be September before I'm down there. But paradise is the word I use for the ranch. It's paradise.
September, it Jack, why don't you come down for the Rancho Leonero tournament? Or the Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
Well, that could happen. I mean,
you could come down in June and hang out with us.
Well, don't tempt me.
Okay, tempt me.
No, it's our first big group, Jack. It'd be great to have you. Seriously, consider it.
It's like the ombudsman.
I'll block 35 for you.
Will you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, don't see that.
Done.
Jack's room.
Stay on the 35A.
I didn't quote the right number, see? So now the word is out. Jack's favorite.
You'll never get the room back, Jack. Never.
I know. But
anyway, why do you like spending so much time at Rancho Leonero?
It's because it's the vibe, the whole place.
It's because of me,
not the
Jack.
Biggest Come resort, on. The fanciest resort, but it's the staff, the people there. They all know you. It's buenos dias in the morning, buenas noches in the evening. It's a smile every time you pass somebody down there, and it's paradise. It's paradise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to the Four Seasons for one day and give up a day at Rancho Leonero, believe me.
It's a pretty special place.
Well, you know, the Four Seasons is a really nice hotel, but the location's not the best. The ranch actually has the best location, Leonero, of anywhere down there. That reef in front of the hotel makes it really, really special. Sitting on, it's Punta Soledad. The hotel's right on that point, jutting out in the water. It's hard to beat that spot. There's nowhere like it.
No.
It's unique.
No, you're right.
It's a special spot.
Sitting up there and watch in the morning and seeing John come, scooting down to check on the boats. And it's very hands-on, homey place. I mean, John Ireland and Jen are there. They're the owners. I can go on and on. I won't, because I know you've got other people you want to talk to. But God bless you, John.
Thanks, Jack.
Done something well.
Okay. We're here. We're not going anywhere, so... Come on down for the tournament.
You should, Jack.
I'll put in my request to Linda, my wife.
Yes.
June 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, she'll let you go, Jack. You're the boss of your house.
Oh, yeah, right. And so are you, right?
It'll be a great kickoff to the season for Rancho Llanero to have have the ambassador, Jack, there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'd love to have you down, Jack.
Yeah, for sure.
Your company. I love your company.
Yeah, and the fishing, Jack, even though fishing gets in his way once in a while when he goes fishing, it's just the whole package at the East Cape and at Rancho Llanero. It's the fishing, the hangout, the food, the camaraderie. Jack, you said it the best.
Yeah, it is.
Just last year, I think it was last year, we got in those big tuna. And Jack's not very patient. I tell you, after about 10 minutes, he starts really cranking down the drag. We really got ambushed. We really had some big, big fish on that day.
We had big fish on tiny little hooks and
tiny little jigs too.
Yeah.
We were outgunned for sure.
Jack.
Fun stuff. Fun stuff, Jack.
Always great to hear from you. How's Accurate doing, Jack?
Oh, fine. We're on the shorter staff, but we're getting by, and we're going to be back full tilt boogie here, I would say, in 4 or 5 weeks. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah, and tackle stores are selling tackle. They're people are gearing up. They're getting ready to go fishing, right?
Yeah, no, I think that we've done all we can, as far as being safe, and we need to continue to do that. But it is time to get back to work.
Absolutely,
we've got to get back to work.
Yeah. You know, the cure is worse than the illness.
Yeah,
it really is. The impact is. You know, if I wake up in the middle of the night, it's not because I'm worried about getting sick. It's because I'm worried about how I'm going to pay the bills.
Yeah.
You know,
Jack, stay tuned later in the show. We're going to have my doctor, Dr. Mimi Guarneri, one of the premier doctors in the world. She's going to be talking about building your immune system for travel.
Yes.
So, and this is important, especially for old guys like us.
Yes, sure.
And she's an amazing leader, and we'll have, so you make sure you listen to that, okay?
I will. I've done some reading on that and research prior, and I bet I'm going to agree with a lot of what she says, yeah.
All right. Well, you stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for the rest of the show, and we'll look forward to seeing you in June.
Yeah, and I'm going to be bugging you.
All right, Jack.
You're going to get a phone call here later on.
Thanks for the call, Jack. Appreciate it. Always great to hear from you, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Chris in Bay Park is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
You guys made my day, because... Yeah. Planning on, with everything going on, with what we got going on, not being able to come down there for the Let's Talk Hookup tournament. And I am a happy, happy man.
All right.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for making my day, my week, my month, and my year.
So you're coming.
Hell yes.
Yeah, me too, man. I can't wait to go.
It's going to be good fishing, Chris. I got a feeling it's going to be red hot. It really is. There's so much bait around now, and the locals are really loading up on the fish. In particular, they're catching big tuna down by the lighthouse, and they're catching a lot of dorado, big yellowtail, a lot of striped marlin around. It's pretty typical for this time of year. But overall, just having no fishing pressure at all for the last 2 months. Actually, not much going on through the winter. So we're talking about 5 or 6 months now of very light fishing pressure, none at all. It's going to be good. It's going to be like the old days.
And don't forget, we're giving away $500 cash to the largest game fish, courtesy of Dave over at Statewide Stripes.
Right.
So
and
trophies.
And a free trip to the ranch.
And a free trip to the ranch. And you've... You've been at the top of the leaderboard before, haven't you, Chris?
Yeah, but it wasn't skill. It was absolute luck.
Well, and what's your take on the ranch? I mean, why do you like Rancho Llanero?
Well, let's see. This is the 23rd tournament. I didn't get to the first one, and I missed one because we went to Europe. So that's 21 tournaments. There has to be something good about it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
I think this is actually our 24th, so we're missing one somewhere.
Yeah.
That's right.
I lost track.
I lost count.
Somewhere along the line.
It was close.
Yeah.
For an old guy, I think I did okay.
Yeah, I think you did darn well. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well, great to hear from you, Chris, and we'll look forward to seeing you in early June there at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah. Thanks for your patronage, Chris. We appreciate it. Keeping us going, buddy.
All right. Chris is always fun. He and his family have been coming down to Rancho Leonero forever and ever.
Forever. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because last year there was the Cannoli family been coming down.
Did they bring cannolis?
They bring cannolis.
Yeah.
They're definitely Italian. But they were wearing hats, and it was the 35th annual Rancho Leonero family reunion. They've become 35 straight years, and it was sobering, you know. Wow, 35 years. You know, I want to thank them, but I'm not that old, you know?
Yeah.
Time goes fast.
Yeah. Well,
we're awfully lucky to have so many dedicated clients, guests that come year after year, and I really appreciate it.
For sure. Well, when we come back, more talk about Rancho Leonero and fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.